Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I can't believe we're halfway through December already. Tonight I'll be talking about, with the opening of the new era, will we really lose everything? So please listen carefully. The years of 2026 through 2030, we will really lose everything because the world as we know it will collapse in these next 4 to 5 years. Solar storms, magnetic field shifts, a polar shift, climate cycles, digital currency, artificial intelligence. That's what's coming. We are hearing that extreme changes are coming from every part of the planet. Is that all hype or is it really true? Have you started stockpiling items due to the risk of major global catastrophes? What part of this is fear-mongering and what is actually coming our way? This is what tonight's program is all about. I invite you to stay tuned in because this could really change your perspective about what is coming over the next few years. All over the internet, we keep hearing that a major catastrophe is imminent. Is this really the case, or are we being deliberately fueled? Should we start stockpiling supplies? How can and should we begin to prepare for such an extreme crisis? The real question is, will it really be that bad? More important, people are asking what I see from the higher realms. And do I forecast the same scenarios that are being broadcast on X, Twitter, and YouTube? One of the main threats we have is the possibility of a massive solar storm hitting our planet and completely collapsing our infrastructure. We could suddenly find ourselves thrown back into the 19th century without electricity, any working technology, and without the modern supply chains. A comparison is often compared to the Carrington event of the year of 1859. There was a powerful solar storm that destroyed telegraph lines and caused some major fires. How realistic is this scene? Yes, we know that solar storms can influence the Earth's magnetic field and have caused disturbances multiple times in the past. However, the idea that a single solar storm could collapse our entire civilization is highly exaggerated. The Earth has already withstood many geomagnetic storms. Our electrical networks are certainly more sensitive today than in the 19th century, but we are better prepared than in 1859. The fact is the solar activity follows an 11-year cycle, and currently we are in a high activity phase. This means that solar storms occur more frequently, but this is a pattern. This has always happened and has never thrown us back to the Stone Age. In this century, the strongest recorded solar system was in the year 2012. Those flares narrowly hit Earth, and had they hit us, it would have caused some big disruptions, but not a collapse of the global order. There are protective measures set up to protect the planet. Modern satellites are shielded. Power grids can be shut down, and many countries have strategies to handle intense geomagnetic storms. Using the year 1859 as a comparison is not entirely accurate. Of course, with extreme cases, there could be regional blackouts, but that doesn't mean that we'll be left in the dark for years. Many of these doom days are based on the fear and panic mongering, without consideration of the modern technological advancements that already exist. Yes. Some countries have not invested in protective measures. This does make our infrastructure more sensitive to extreme events, but this hardly means that a strong solar storm will throw us into a world without power or technology. Infrastructure can adapt and be protected. There are several ways to mitigate these events. What I am receiving from the spiritual realm does not align with the total destruction or collapse of humanity due to solar activity. Solar storms are powerful. They affect our bodies, our consciousness, and our emotions, but not in a way that would wipe out life on Earth. Many of these predictions being spread are based in fear and a sense of fear and helplessness. Allow me to bring you another perspective that is rarely discussed. What if solar storms are not seen as a threat, but really a process that activates something within us? Many people report having more intense dreams, deeper spiritual insight, or sudden expansion of consciousness. This brings you more in alignment with your soul and can be very cleansing. Scientifically, it's known that electrical magnetic waves affect the nervous system, which can lead to fatigue and headaches. It can also trigger energetic activation. Our DNA is influenced by protons emitted by the sun because our DNA contains light frequencies. The sun plays a crucial role in our consciousness and its expansion. What I am receiving from my higher conscious guide does not align with total destruction or collapse of humanity. Solar storms are real events, and they can cause technological destruction and temporarily knock out power grids in various regions, but they don't mean the end of our civilization. What you are hearing on the internet is designed to create misinformation, uncertainty, and fear. Instead, let's consider and focus on the changes that come with this process. These solar flares have a deeper meaning that we are only beginning to understand. Now we can look at magnetic field shifts and pole reversals. Yes, the Earth's magnetic field is weakening significantly. This has led to many warnings that we are entering a phase of large natural disasters bringing instability and global disruptions. There are concerns that a pole reversal, a complete flip of the Earth's magnetic poles, could cause our entire navigation system to fail, and our national shield against cosmic radiation would be lost. How real is this danger? The Earth's magnetic field is changing, but it always has been. Science measurements show that the magnetic field is weakening and the magnetic north pole is shifting faster than before. Be aware that a sudden pole shift is not something that happens overnight, but can take thousands of years. A pole shift could occur within the next few centuries, and it will not be happening in an extreme way that is being predicted by some for the near future. Some people predict the switch of the poles, where the South Pole takes on the energetic charge of the North Pole and vice versa. This is not a physical event, but a spiritual reflection of what is taking place within us. We are experiencing a reversal in our own energy fields. connecting with the higher heart center, the 10th chakra, plays a crucial role in this transformation. People have closed their hearts or disconnected themselves from their emotions are now realizing that these barriers can no longer hold, whether through tightness in the chest, heart rhythm, irregularities, or other physical symptoms. It's important for you to understand that we are not separate from our emotional shift. We are a part of it. We are part of the Earth consciousness, which is why I often speak about the powers of the collective. The most profound change is happening right now, but it's not external. It's deep within us. Our heart is the key. Those who embrace this higher vibration can use this shift consciously for their soul growth rather than falling into fear and collapse. We're going to move on to the Sagittarius new moon coming up on the 19th, right after our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. Week of December 15th through December 21st, 2025. Mars reaches the last degree of Sagittarius on December 14th before its transition into Capricorn on Monday, December 15th. It forms a square to Neptune. This signals moments of disorientation and lack of energy as your energy shifts from parties and socializing to work and career. This can be a good thing, so give yourself a break. Once Mars enters Capricorn, determination and discipline return. The square between Sun and Saturn on December 17th calls on you to assume responsibility and devote yourself to realistic goals. You may cut back with parties and acquaintances to focus on your closest friends and getting serious about your job. With the week's tense energies, working hard could give you a strong sense of accomplishment and self-worth. Feelings of loss and low self-esteem, along with melancholy, could prevail as we approach the winter solstice and Christmas Day. If you feel uninspired and not sure about how to improve your future, don't dwell on it. Seek out a relative or close friend to help you lift your spirit. The Sagittarius new moon on December 20th inspires you to search for meanings and inner renewal. However, the days around the solstice on December 21st are tense. The Sun and Venus form a square to Saturn and Neptune, while Jupiter squares Chiron. Unmet expectations and unrealistic ideals can now lead to bitter disappointments. This period invites you to test your dreams and take responsibility for your own happiness. It's a good time to think seriously about therapy or counseling to help you understand and heal any deep-seated issues that are holding you back. On the weekend, steer clear of dominating people. With the Sun's entry into Capricorn on Saturday, the focus shifts to clarity, structured action, and concrete implementation. In this emotionally demanding phase, true humility, the willingness to accept your own limitations with dignity, can become a source of creative power and contentment. Sunday brings the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. From now on, we can look forward to the summer days that are approaching us. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. If you'd like to contact me to ask a question or book some reading time. The 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And the email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. We are in extremely magnetic times, which I have just made you aware of. This is a part of the turbulence we are going through as the old world collapses. I believe that this second part of December is a real turning point, a physical, energetic, and spiritual turning point. Just look at the crescendo of this energy that we are moving towards. On December 19th, we have the 3-eye atlas at its closest point to the Earth. This incredible interstellar visitor that nobody knows how to categorize. I believe it carries high intelligence and a higher consciousness and is delivering information and higher frequency energetic waves to the Earth. It's amplifying whatever our current emotional state is. It's important to be in a good place, particularly through the Sagittarius new moon and Capricorn solstice, the 19th to the 22nd. On the 19th, the new moon will be exactly in the day over the Americas. These are powerful days coming this week, so try to take some time out daily to be in stillness, whatever is appropriate for you. Being in nature, meditating, doing breath work, candle gazing, listening to higher dimensional music. Try to do more stillness over these 2 days. This is the beginning of a new era, the beginning of many interstellar visitors. We are entering a very different episode for humanity, with 3-eye atlas and 6 comets as a tail. I don't believe there's anything negative. There's no threat. There isn't anything scary of any kind. However, the energy is rising and quickening. There is a bubble energy coming up from inside of the Earth that is purging the trauma and density from millennia. And as humans are purging old stuff too. The energy present is bringing up old stuff to the surface, whether it's ancestral or some past life stuff. It has to come up to the surface to be healed and purged in order that we can be as clear as we can to move into these higher dimensions, because we can't drag in the old beliefs, the old identities, or any baggage with us. We can't bring these old emotions into the higher dimensions. They are too heavy, very blocking, and prevent us from taking a higher responsibility, which is very important. Being aware of your thinking, your emotions, and releasing them by any way possible is a spiritual must for your good, for the good of the collective, for the good of humanity, as well as for the planet Earth. This will become much more apparent as we move along into 2026. It's apparent because we have to look at it and say, this is what our collective consciousness created, and we're not going to do that again. It doesn't work that well, and it has to be purged. Worldwide, this will become even more visible, especially around world governments. We are starting to see that very clearly. There's a lot of information coming to light that will continue through all of next year. The Saturn-Neptune conjunction on February 20th will be showing us this. The Great Reset. Then in April, Saturn moves into Aries. The Reset is sharing the message that those in public office or higher public positions who have not had service to others in mind or worked for the good of humanity and planet Earth will be exposed and revealed. Uranus is conjunct Al Gore until early March. Al Gore is the symbol where many in public positions could lose their heads. And Saturn-Neptune is about disillusionment, letting go of the old traditional structures that no longer serve us. Just look at the governments across the world at the moment. The French government, the German, the UK, Canada, Russia, the US. Just observe. Stay in neutrality and don't get into fear. Don't get into, oh no, we're doomed. It's the end of the world. Because that won't help you. The collective, the earth, or anyone or anything. Those negative feelings could be amplified with the closest flyby of 3 Iales. Instead, know that the astrology has been showing this all year. Just think, yep, it's the right time. Best not to watch the nightly news. It's too depressing. Stay neutral. Be the observer. Every December, we have a new moon in Sagittarius. But this year, it's particularly potent. The sun and moon are conjunct the galactic center at 27 degrees Sagittarius. This is the center of the galaxy from which enormous amounts of energy come forth, with which we create our world. Because the moon is right now on the galactic center, it's much more potent. What is Sagittarius all about? It's about the interconnectedness of all things. Sagittarius is connected to truth, freedom, adventure, positivity, along with Libra. Is connected to the law. Ruled by Jupiter, it's very futuristic and expansive. It represents education, publishing, traveling, and spiritual growth. We will be feeling these energies very strongly, and it's like 2026 has already arrived. Energy and spiritual growth don't respect calendar years. So it's just like the new, very powerful energy has already arrived. It's time to really get excited about 2026 with your future plans. And maybe plan an adventure. Plan some travel. Plan some freedom. Some fun. We have all been so constrained over these past 6 years. You may say, are you crazy? Have you seen what's happening in the world? But we have to start living with more joy. Joy is connected to Sagittarius. Joy and spontaneity. And because the energies are changing so much, and as we make these plans for travel and freedom, just trust the universe. We're not going to have big leaps in January and February. To being fully galactic beings, not at all. This is just the very, very, very beginning of this accelerated evolutionary period of humanity that spans 2025, 2026, and 2027. 2025 was a year of endings. 2026 is a 1 year. The year of new beginnings. This is really true for all kinds of astrological reasons. This conjunction of the galactic center gives us a sense of multidimensionality as well. There's a sense of moving up for 2026. There's an excitement. It's the Chinese year of the horse. Moving forward. Moving up. Self-improvement. Sagittarius is wonderful, positive, risk-taking sign. They always say, yeah, let's go do it. Spontaneous, restless, and they just want to move forward on to the next adventure. the powerful and optimistic way, of course. For New Year's Eve, give yourself the gift of reframing your life to welcome in these energies so you're not still stuck in the pattern of the last 6 years, which have been so very dense. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we'll be back after our half-hour break when I have more to share with you.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, the author of Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. In 2023, I suffered a stroke that changed everything, laying in the hospital in Boca Raton, Florida, in ICU for 5 days. I began speaking to my guides, realizing that I had crossed into an area between the worlds. Yet I healed through my own voice, recording a weekly radio show, one sentence at a time. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace. From a Florida hospital to my ancestral home in New Hampshire, teaching me that miracles are born in our darkest hours. Mysteries Revealed shares what I learned beyond the veil, the awakening of the new spiritual chakras, which I had received through spirit in 2014, the eternal nature of the soul, and the power of divine love to heal the body. Join me and discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries, now available on Amazon.com and major bookstores.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our station break. And that was the Beatles with Here Comes the Sun. I'm going to close the show tonight by talking about the 3-Eye Atlas. It's the arrival that defied explanation. Take a quiet breath with me. We are living inside a rare moment, one that history does not recognize until long after it has passed. This is not a time of catastrophe. This is a time of reorientation. When something new enters our solar system from beyond our galaxy, it does not arrive ever as an accident. It arrives as a signal. And in 2025 and 2026, we are receiving a universal signal that's not anything like we have ever known before. It began as a faint light, and then a single spark moved beyond Jupiter against the fixed backdrop of the stars. Astronomers noticed it first, and then came the silence. It was labeled a comet. yet the data refused to cooperate. The chemistry was unknown. The brightness shown should not exist. NASA updates showed data streams thinned. Observatory cameras quietly went dark. Officially, nothing unusual. Unofficially, scientists were observing something that did not belong to our solar system. They named it the 3I Atlas, the third interstellar visitor ever recorded in history. Not a comet, not an asteroid, something in between the worlds. The absence of information does not always mean ignorance. Sometimes it means containment. Every time the universe sends something across the stars, it also sends a question, not to our technology, but to our consciousness. The question is simple. Is humanity ready to listen and receive without fear? 3I Atlas is plasma-based. It shifts color from red to green and aligns precisely with solar activity. It was first observed on July 1st, 2025 at the Chile Observatory. Less than 24 hours later, the sun released one of those powerful gamma ray events ever recorded. Gamma rays are the highest known expression of light in our solar system. They carry immense energy, far beyond anything we can generate. This burst lasted over 24 hours with three distinct pulses. The final pulse was the strongest, and it followed a rhythm. This was not chaos. This was timing. The Atlas came through the Sagittarius gate of higher intelligence. 3I Atlas entered through the constellation Sagittarius, a region long associated with higher knowledge, galactic center awareness, and expansion beyond known boundaries. The gamma flares originated from the same regions of space. This alignment is not random. It's a pattern, and pattern implies intelligence. Edgar Cayce spoke of moments when cosmic forces would adjust the vibrationary rates of the Earth, not as a punishment, but as a correction. Paramahansa Yogananda taught that the universe itself is intelligent light, and that the consciousness evolves when humanity is capable of receiving higher frequencies without distortion. This is such a moment. The December threshold. 3I Atlas reaches its closest point to the Earth around December 19th, the winter solstice, along with a new moon in Sagittarius. It's a traditional gateway between cycles. Then it continues its journey, passing Jupiter on March 16, 2026, and exiting our solar system by mid-May. The object does not linger. It delivers its resonance and moves on. February 20, 2026 is the true reset, the real turning point. This is when powerful planetary alignments converge, making a reset unlike anything we have ever experienced in recorded history. This is not a political reset. This is not an economic scheme. It's a consciousness reset. Systems built on control, fear, and imbalance cannot sustain the new frequencies entering our world. Leaderships will be tested, not by rebellion, but by relevance. Economies will shift, not through collapse, but through redefinition of value. Yogananda said humanity would one day be forced to choose between spiritual awakening and self-destruction. Cayce said the Earth itself would respond when humanity reached that choice point. Well, February 20th, 2026 marks that threshold, that choice point. The Three Eye Alice is not here to save us. It's here to reflect us. It mirrors our readiness, our maturity, our willingness to evolve without fear. The universe does not invade, it invites. And the invitation now, before humanity, is this. Can we step into a new era consciously, or must we be pushed there? The answer will shape up in 2026, and everything and everywhere beyond that. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our program tonight. I'll have more for you next week. Next week is what I call Christmas week, and we're going to have a lot of beautiful music and a look into 2026 as well. We have our meditation and music ahead for you, and I want to thank you for listening tonight. See you next week. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight our meditation is Embracing the New World Energies. Close your eyes. Make sure you're sitting with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Feel the ground beneath you and the earth preparing for her new frequency. Now, imagine a beam of soft white gold light descending from above your head, coming in through the eighth chakra. This is the December 19th energy pulse. Let it enter your crown chakra and fill your body with warmth. Feel the light going down to the root chakra, filling your body with warmth. Now imagine a second beam, a silver green light, flowing into your heart. This is the February 20th reset. Let it settle into your chest like a new rhythm. Now imagine a third beam of radiant golden sunfire light. The color is amber. It's expanding out from your heart. This is the May 2026 energy. It brings in stage two, your emergence, both physical and spiritual. Let the three lights merge. White gold, silver green, and sunfire, forming a single field circling around you. You are inside the circle of light. You are inside the new world energy. You are aligned with the cosmic rhythm. You are vibrating and ascending. You are becoming a part of the new awakening. Take another deep breath. Release it slowly. And when you open your eyes, you can carry this new frequency with you. You are ready to embrace the new world. You are ready.